this.
Hey, have you seen his Instagram?
They need
this Felger and Mass.
They don't use crack enough.
On 98.5.
Yeah, not really.
The Sports Hub.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
Hour 3, Felger and Maserati. We're talking a lot about that Tom Brady interview with Jim Gray last night. That was a whopper. I think, you know, and again, we got people telling us you can disperse force through your muscles and okay.
And my brain is wired for contact.
I think there's two things. I think he sounds goofy, like a Mooney. And two, I think it's tempting fate to, especially with your health.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
That line is a keeper. That line is a keeper.
Not a mistake, no question.
I don't doubt for a second that he trains like an absolute maniac and does believe this. It's just his, well, like Matt, who was just in here, said, like the delivery and how he packages it all, it's so forced. Ooh. It's such an advertisement.
Oh, the other thing is it comes off as so arrogant. So arrogant. Like you said, I have all the answers. My brain is trained, you know, my brain. I've trained it. And my muscles, I work at this. Like, I really put in the effort. My muscles, I have special muscles because I've conditioned them that way.
These other.
My brain is unique.
These other players in the NFL, these plebes, they're not my level, the higher plane that my brain is working at.
And he really goes there in this one. He does. He says, I look at other guys across the league and feel like they're at a real disadvantage or I have a real advantage over them. So it's, you know, he usually doesn't do that thing where he puts himself over the others, but he did it in this one. He did it in this interview. Well, I look at these other guys and say, well, they don't, you know.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
It's just, so the delivery's goofy, but then there's just the whole tempting fate thing, which I am. A superstitious guy. I'm a.
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
And so, like, as soon as you say, there's a compression, knock on wood. Like, anytime I, you know, knock on wood, you know,
And my brain is wired for contact.
The thing to say there is, and he's said it in the past, so I don't want to put this by him because he has said this in the past. But you could also have a little humility. You know, I've been lucky.
Exactly right.
I've been lucky. It's a tough game. And he has said this in the past. I'm you know, I don't want to be unfair to him. He didn't say this last night. I didn't hear it. But he has said it in the past. And it really should be number one on the list. I mean, he's lucky. I'm lucky. I've avoided some of the big hits that others have taken, and that's just along with all the hard work, you have to have some luck. And thank God I've had it. You know, that's a sort of real humble thing to say. And it's just, boy, that wasn't coming last night.
And he also plays in an era where the quarterback is more protected than ever before.
Well, there's that too.
I mean, really, like you know, I'm not. There was a caller yesterday who said, or someone said, you know, Brady never takes any big shots, which I don't think is true. Brady's taken some shots over his career, but he doesn't get hit all that much. Like, you know. Like some of the guys did when we were growing up, not to sound like some old bastard.
No, it's not even close.
Those guys used to get annihilated.
Oh, not even a half generation ago, the Aikman, Favre, Bledsoe era, right? Those guys, you know, were subjected to much worse than the guys are now. Never mind 30, 40 years ago. So sure, of course. Anyway, so this and anything else you want here on Agenda Free Friday is brought to you by Planet Fitness. The world judges they don't. PlanetFitness.com. Let's go to Jim in the car. Jim's up next with Felger and Maz. Go ahead, Jim.
Yeah, I'm like Tony. I don't eat avocado ice cream. I like meatballs, and I work out at a place called D'Angelo's. But, you know, there are two competing hypotheses. And one is Brady, who says, be flexible, have your mind, control your body, not to be stressed, to feel tense, to be rigid. And then there's another school of thought saying there's such a thing as karma, where if you don't talk about getting hurt, you're going to get hurt. Or you do talk about not getting hurt, you're going to get hurt.
Right.
Can we talk about the scientific merits of those two competing theories?
Zero.
Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Okay. I mean, I see what he's saying. You know, as goofy as I am with knock on wood and don't say anything's going well because it'll go bad, you could put the same percentages on treating it the other way. Like, everything's always going to be good. I understand. Fair enough.
Sure.
But this is the Felger and Maz show, so I give you one coming from my perspective. Then I take your call and you give it to me from your perspective. So
yeah,
that's,
those super positive people, I can't take them seriously.
I can't stand them. I
find them nauseating.
But again, that's the Felger show. When you do your show, you can tell me how you feel the same way and you like those guys, that it's always going to come up roses. And then you've trained your body to absorb the force.
Ugh.
I hate super positive people.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
So, like, if that's when you do your show,
if you're not afraid and skeptical of everything, then you're not paying attention.
That's why I'm so miserable.
Right, Jimmy.
Chris and Rainham. Hi, Chris.
Well, hey, guys. Do you think 49ers fans or Packers fans or Eagles fans or even Steelers fans wish that their quarterback knew how to take care of themselves like our quarterback does? Because Big Ben missed almost a whole quarter and cost his team a loss because he takes stupid shots and doesn't know how to train his body. Jimmy G runs around like an idiot and made it 3 weeks into the season. Aaron Rodgers took one quarter before he was injured. One of the reasons the Patriots are able to be so good is because Brady is always out there. We don't have to go three-game stretches with Brian Hoyer.
So, Chris, stop for a second.
Oh, he's just the worst.
He is. He's insufferable.
Makes me want to root against the Patriots.
Same.
Honestly, I don't mind the team. I like the folks down there for the most part. I listen to Chris, and I want them to lose. So, for 1 second. I agree with you 100%. The thing you just said, 100%.
Yeah, Brady's ability to stay on the field and fight through it, all of that is paramount.
100%. I agree with everything you just said. I wish Aaron Rodgers was more careful, like Tom is more careful. I wish that he took shots, like learned to take a hit like Brady has, which I think is partially true. I agree with you. When Brady starts talking like he has all the answers from a mental, you know,
my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
It sounds goofy. And he's also trying to sell you something on top of it.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
So it's not just him telling you I have the answers. It's I have the answers. And if you go to TB12.com, you also will have the key to everlasting health.
And my brain is wired for contact.
Okay, so that's what we're talking about.
If you've done something that has worked and been successful for you, do you guys believe in it?
Sure, yeah.
So he believes in something that he believes has worked, and it has worked. You can't deny that what he has done hasn't worked. Has what he has done to protect himself worked? Yes or no?
Yes. Sure.
So what he is saying is correct, right?
I don't know. I think he's leaving out some stuff.
See, I mean
that he's had some good luck.
I also take the approach of just because it works for you doesn't mean it works for someone else. Like, that's sort of my, you know, now, you can talk all you want about your body, but everybody's a little bit different, and also mentally you're different. So, I just...
There's something he's leaving out. Brady's leaving out. He's tough. He didn't mention his toughness in there, which I think is above anything. The fella does not come off the field, and it's not just because his muscles are pliable. It helps him, probably. But no, he's hurt, and he keeps playing. Okay, he's got something with his knee right now, and he plays through it.
Well, he said he's 100%.
That's not true because he's being held out of practices. Okay, so when he says he's 100%, he's trying to sell you something. That doesn't bother you as a Patriots fan. It doesn't have to bother you. But that's what he's doing. He's selling you something, and it's not genuine because he's not 100%. Otherwise, they'd let him practice every day. They wouldn't put him on the injury report. They held him out for a week and a half in training camp because something was wrong. Elbow, back, we still don't even know. There's something with his knee now. He's held out of practices because of it. So he's not 100%. He's telling you he is. Okay, so it's a sales pitch. However, I think he gets hurt. I think he plays through it better than anybody else. If he talked about that, you know, maybe we'd pick that apart too, but he didn't mention that. He's mentioning like he doesn't even get hurt. He doesn't even absorb the contact or the pain, or he distributes it throughout his body or some such nonsense.
No, he's made of rubber.
He's rubber man.
I've trained my brain not to feel pain.
Something like that.
He's a human racquetball.
Agenda Free Friday. Dreds in the car on the Red Sox. Hi, Dreds.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So yesterday you guys mentioned something about Dombrowski doing a proposal of shortening the deadline for the trading for baseball.
Yes.
I absolutely love that.
Me too.
I mean, the season is so long. The games are so long. Why do they have to drag out everything in baseball? It's just ridiculous.
100%, Dreds. I'm just going to cut you off there. We're short on time. The baseball offseason sucks. It sucks. I mean, I think there was a time it was better where those winter meetings, you know, stuff flew off the shelves at the winter meetings. Those were good things. But every other sport, free agency starts and guys are on airplanes. Guys are being signed. Jesus. Guys are taking visits. Did that go out over there?
Yeah.
Okay. Like the first day of free agency for any other sport is fabulous. In baseball, there's no, either at the start or the end, there's no urgency or no day where you even get to talk about science. It's brutal.
No, no. It's awful is what it is. It's absolutely awful. I like Dombrowski's idea. Put a deadline in December 1st. You've got a month to figure it out. Get your ass in gear now.
No, and my idea was if you don't sign by December 1, you can't sign, excuse me, until April 15th. The football does this with the franchise tags, I think. There's a date you can sign a guy under the tag to a long-term deal, or else you can't until blah, blah, blah. Like, other leagues do this routinely. Put deadlines not just on when you can start signing someone, but the last day you can sign them. The NHL, you can't sign these RFAs after blah, blah, such and such a date, so these guys hold out until that date, and then you have a deadline of sorts. And it gets people to act. Baseball, there is none. There's just none. Everyone just puts their feet up and takes their time. Like the whole freaking sport.
Oh, it's asinine. It is. It's brutal.
We continue with your calls on Agenda Free Friday right after this.
Younger Naz, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Oh.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rivers in the shotgun. Looks to the right for Mike Williams. Throws to Mike Williams. Caught. Touchdown. Touchdown, Chargers. Mike Williams with his third of the day.
And that ties it, and the Chargers going to win on a two-point conversion.
Did you question them going for it for two at all?
Of course.
You did? I thought they were playing with house money at that point. What the hell? Why not?
I mean, like, to say, well, you know, you asked if I questioned it. Did I disagree with it? No. Ultimately, no, but you've got to question it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm sure some people screaming like, no, play for overtime. But considering how that game had played out until that point, what the hell? Go for it. Why not?
But you've got to admit, it really is, it's dependent on how the play works out. If they line up for two and throw one of those back pylon fades.
Oh, I would have been screaming.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's like, what are you doing going for two? Instead, you know, Casey didn't cover it. Oh, my God.
Well, it was a play that they had pulled off earlier to success, and they added a little wrinkle to it the way that Phillip Rivers was talking about it in the postgame. And, I mean, you saw how wide open he was.
Oh, my God.
They just weren't prepared. And that's, I said it earlier to start the show, that Chiefs defense, it's just good enough. Just like kind of like the Pats defense. Like if they were to Patriots end up, you know,
is it good at all?
I think it fools people because some, you know, they had what, four or five sacks, whatever
sacks.
It was last
they get
night.
Sacks,
yeah.
Right.
So they'll make the occasional big play. Hell, they even did against the Rams, you know? And they have some nice players. Like D Ford's a nice player, but I don't know. Like their secondary's mostly trash. And you saw it again on a play like that. Like, and just that whole Chiefs thing that it keeps. Oh man. No, I mean,
unreal, right? So they go up two touchdowns with 8 minutes left and they lose, and just how they lost. So, you know, they go up 28-14 and San Diego goes down the field and scores. It takes a while. You know, it took them a while to get down the field, but they have a 4th-and-3 at the KC 6 and they hold. So KC holds. That ends up in a touchdown. So now it's 7 points with 3 minutes left, 3:40 left. And now really they just need a first down and it's over. You're at that stage of the game. Illegal block on the kickoff. And you, as soon as that happens, you're like, oh, here we go. Here we go. It's just the tone it sets, right? When you know, illegal block on the kickoff. So now they're starting at their 11. First down, they hand off -3. Second down, short little pass for 5 for nothing. 3rd and 8, the game. They convert it. It's over. They jump off sides. 3rd and 13, sack. San Diego gets the ball. They start moving. They have a 4th and 7. They convert it. Oh, never mind this, that on first down, the Chargers have a hold. So they're really in 1st and 20. You know how long it took them to get that back? One play. 1st and 20.
I felt like that hold was going to be a killer.
31 yards to Benjamin. Right out of it. On their way. Then they have 4th and 7, and Rivers throws just a dime to Benjamin. What a beautiful throw. But then they get 3rd and 10. Pass interference. Now LA's out of timeouts. There's 8 seconds left. They're scrambling around, and guess who calls timeout? The Chargers? No, they're out of them. Andy Reid. And it's like, It wasn't a you know, I've seen worse meltdowns, but it was still a meltdown. Small M. It was so Chiefs.
Well, because it was such at the moment for the Chargers, it kind of felt like a fire drill. Like you said, there was just a sack. You have Philip Rivers losing his mind, 15 yards away from the ball, screaming at the ref. And Andy Reid calls a timeout to settle everything down.
Oh my gosh, it blew me away.
I said, because I had the volume kind of low, and I was like, well, wait a minute, the Chargers don't have time. Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh, he didn't.
He did.
He did.
He did.
And it's just this, my whole life, even go back, do you remember 95? Like, they were stacked, that Colts team goes in there with Jim Harbaugh, Lynn Elliott misses like four field goals.
Yeah, of course.
They lose that game. Yep. 97, last minute, stupid Schottenheimer ends up going with Elvis Gerback, who was hurt for like 8 weeks. Yeah, I'll go with him instead of Rich Gannon, who was red hot. They lose to Denver. 03, they get shredded by Peyton Manning. They never even punt. They were like 13-3, 14-2 that year. Like, every year. Last year, they lost to the Titans, who squeaked into the playoffs, and that team's terrible. It's uncanny how the Chiefs lose. They just have that institutionalized loser thing looming over them, and a game like last night proves it again.
Do you now fear the Chargers more than the Chiefs?
I do.
I mean, I would say as much.
They travel.
Yeah, the thing that's becoming scary about the Chargers is the grit. They just don't die. And the quarterback, like we talk about Brady's toughness, it feels like Philip Rivers has got a lot of that going too.
Definitely.
I mean, he's tough. There's no two ways. I look at him now and I say, I don't know how he's still winning these games and making some of these throws, because he doesn't look like he has all that much on the ball anymore. And so the Chargers they're a little scary. I mean, they feel a little bit like a, you know, dare I say, team of destiny kind of thing.
How old is Rivers,
by the way? He's 37 now.
How many games has he missed?
Oh, he hasn't missed many. Oh, no, he plays 16 every year pretty much.
He was hurt last year, though, wasn't he?
He's one of those few guys who, when we went through this, Eli was another one. That never misses games. Of course, Eli missed one because he was benched, for crying out loud. But Rivers doesn't miss any either. He's another one. So I'll call him up. He plays 16 every year.
Does he train his brain? Is his brain calloused?
He's had 16 starts every year beginning in 2006. Has not missed one.
Wow.
So he's got 210 career starts. 206 career starts. It sounds like
all in a row.
I think he's never missed a start, if I'm reading the stats right. Well, I mean, so his first 2 years, I guess he didn't play. He started starting in his third year. He started in 06. But starting in 06, games started 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 14 this year. So has he taught his muscles how to disperse contact? And he certainly
taught them how to make a lot of kids.
Is his brain callous? Yeah, no, his penis is working. That's obvious. But, I mean, I'd rather have Brady than Rivers. I'm not saying this, but do I hear... Rivers carries on about other nonsense. I'm not a huge fan of Philip Rivers, but I don't know.
He's a different kind of crackpot.
Did he find some sort of secret? Or is he just... Has he had some good luck? And he's a tough guy playing a position you're protected in. I don't know. Is that it? Is it good luck, tough, and you play a position where they protect you? Maybe that's it. What are Drew Brees' game starts?
Oh, he's another one that's up there.
Does he miss time? Let me just do this. Hold on. Drew Brees stats in the Google machine. Stand by.
Yeah, Google it, Mike.
I'm Googling it. I'm Googling it.
He missed a game in 2015. He missed one in 2009.
So here's Drew Brees starting in 02. 16, 11, 15, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 15, 16, 16, 16, 16, 16, 15, 16, 16, and all 13 this year.
And like I thought, when you were talking about Rivers' first couple of years, Rivers was still Brees was the quarterback there in San Diego.
He was.
Right. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So, I don't know, Drew Brees has missed less than a handful of games in his 20-year career.
Well, he's also taught his brain how to...
Does he taught his brain to... Or is he a...
And my brain is wired for contact.
Is he a tough guy who's had some good luck playing a position that's now protected?
God! You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
So maybe that's the thing that goes up our tailpipe. Eric in the car. Go ahead, Eric. Eric! Okay, babe, you can call us back. Robbie in Stoneham. Robbie, you're up next with Felger and Maz. Go ahead, Robbie.
No, I think the way he said it, it sounds ridiculous, but I was a personal trainer for years, and like muscle does have memory, and I think what he means is like he can relax, his body is relaxed when he takes the hits. I think that's what it is.
Okay, you know, I hate to do this, but let me just keep doing it. Let me just keep doing it, because now this is starting to bug me, you people. Brett Favre wouldn't know namaste from natty light. He wouldn't know pliability from, I can't even complete the analogy because I'm not clever.
Drinkability.
This is a guy who trained on Bud Heavy. I was going to say Bud Light, but no. Bud Heavy, chicken wings, and Vicodin. Brett Favre stats, games played. Feels to me he set the NFL record for consecutive starts. Did he not? Brett Favre starts after he took off. Well, he started so his first year was 13 because he took over for Don Majkowski in the third week of the season. So once he got starting in 1992, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, 16-16, What did he have? Did he train his brain?
No, and he took a beating.
I'm here to tell you, I'm not sure he had a brain.
He did just get duped by neo-Nazis to do that. Did you see this thing, this message?
No, no. Oh, yeah. So I'm not sure he had a brain to train. I'm not sure. Did he learn to teach his muscles to absorb? What did Brady say again on the muscle thing? That nonsense?
You know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
Is that what Favre did?
No, he was just a big dummy.
Or was he just a big lug that he came off the field? This is where Favre seems a little fraudulent, because he would leave the field. He would just make sure he started the next week to keep that streak going. But for the most part, he was an Iron Man. He started every week. He was there every week. Does he do any of the things Brady does?
No. Look, the number one ingredient in all of this for any of these guys is luck. It's luck.
The forces.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
So it's like, I don't know. I'm not a Patriots fan in the sense like you folks are, so we come at this differently. So, like, I hear it on its face. And then when someone starts talking to me like that, whether it's my team or another team or whatever, it's like, oh, please. Oh, please. And again, if you join us, let you know what we're talking about. This is Brady's interview with Jim Gray last night, which got goofier than usual. There were some whoppers last night. I thought,
and my brain is wired for contact.
His brain's wired for contact. Jim starts off by asking him about Wentz's back. Like, how come you've never had any of these things?
And so, you know, my muscles just absorb the forces and disperse the forces as well as they ever have.
So Brady goes into this thing about he's trained his brain and his muscles disperse the contact and et cetera. So it sounded really goofy. That's what we're sort of riffing on right here. Here's Murray's update. We're back with more.
You know, once you know, you can't unknow.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5 The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
B.O.B. Boob.
Oh, my God. Isn't that Bob?
It's Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tannehill throws down the middle, caught by Stills, laterals back to Butler, or rather Parker, who flips it to Drake. He runs across the 40 of New England, angling inside. Oh, 25, 20, 15, 10, he's going to win the full race to the end zone!
He's
the Dolphins are going to win it!
Are you shitting me?
And the lateral! Once, then twice, and Drake takes it in!
Walk back down.
Yeah, Gronkowski deep. He almost blows his knee out trying to get to the sideline.
You've got that last play. Will linger is really one of the worst memories in Patriots history, at least with the recent past.
That summarizes everything down here. It really does.
Paul, get ready to never forget this one.
The Dolphins have won it over the Pats, 34-33.
Are you shitting me?
Agenda-free Friday, everything from the week. It's brought to you by Planet Fitness. The world judges, they don't, planetfitness.com. Big question is, you know, does that play leave a mark? Do you think that play leaves a mark, Mass?
No, No, I don't. But again, when you say leave a mark, like, I don't think that they go into Pittsburgh and lose because they're still stinging from Miami. No, but they could go into Pittsburgh and lose because they're a bad road team.
Do you think that in 2009 they went into New Orleans still stinging from 4th-and-2 in Indianapolis?
Yes.
It was the week before, remember?
Yeah.
So you don't think this is the same?
No, I don't think it's the same. I think this, the character of this team is different. So, like, I don't compare – Murray, I know you compared this team to the 09 team last week.
Yeah.
And in some ways – or it was earlier this week, I guess. In some ways – I don't think they're like that team at all. I think the 09 team quit. I think that team quit. This team, I don't think they've quit. I just don't think they're all that good relative to what they've been in the past. Relative to the rest of the – hell, they may still end up in the Super Bowl. But relative to what we are accustomed to seeing and expecting, no. Like, I just don't – I feel like they're not that mentally tough. Their best players are past their prime. Their, you know, their youngest players are young and inexperienced, and they're in sort of a – transition there, but I don't think they've quit. In 09, I think they gave up. I mean, on some level,
well,
they did.
We didn't know it at the time. We knew it after the Saints game.
Yeah, that team...
I think that there's a funk emanating from this team, and it has been for most of the year. And so, okay, nobody knows how to compartmentalize like Brady and Belichick, and, you know, year after year after year after there's some trouble or a bad loss. But if some bad fumble happens, or, you know, the stupid kicker misses another bunny, you don't think it's going to unravel quick? Because I do.
When did the Jetsons incident happen with Adelius Thomas? Was that late?
It was the same year.
I know. Was it late in the year?
Yeah, because it was...
there was snow.
There was snow, and they couldn't... What do you want me to do? This isn't the Jetsons. I can't.
Yeah, I think it was like end of November, early December.
But like, once guys start getting suspended, disciplined for missing practice, and they start sniping at the coach, or...
Has anyone been on time for the Patriots this week?
Well, I don't know. It was Josh Gordon?
I don't know.
But remember the whole thing after 4th-and-2?
It's not the Jetsons. I can't jump up and just fly.
Very good.
Okay, that. And then after 4th-and-2, didn't Adelius Thomas say, go ask Bill? He's got all the answers.
Yeah, he sure does. Yeah.
So that's what I did.
I don't feel like this team has been that effed up.
No, it doesn't. It does. But we didn't know 09 until Adelius sat with us at the Super Bowl and... You know,
so you weren't.
I don't try to figure it out. I let you guys do it. You guys do a lot of more guessing at it than I do. So, like I said, I whatever I'm told to do, that's what I do.
You weren't even mildly concerned by some of the stuff that Gronk and Matthew Slater said.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Last week.
You know, Gronk and Slater come on, talk about if anyone's got grievances, they got to air them, and it's going to test our mental toughness. I mean, I don't know. So look, I'm just going on the premise that I haven't been a big believer in this team.
No, I haven't been a big believer in this team, but I think they're different than 09.
Yeah, okay. So is it as bad as that? You know, probably not. Probably not. But, you know, does that loss leave a mark? Does that play leave a mark? It's not like they've been totally immune to that, because in 2009, 4th-and-2 did really, it was downhill from there, man. And it didn't end well. There was one thing Brady said in his Jim Gray interview that I really liked. I really thought, you know, should be a motto for the team this week. And if they're taking this, then great. And it's simply this.
You know, it's a matter of what we do from here. And we're not going to let one play, like I said the other day, define our season.
We're not going to let one play define our season. Great. That one, again, I like. Here on planet Earth. I like that one. So if that's the approach, then that's the approach. We are here on an agenda-free Friday. Chris Gasper is going to come in the 5 o'clock hour. Not the least of which because we are rolling through our Christmas in the City auction winners. And we're going to be joined by our third winner, Matt Drescher of Rhode Island, right after this. First, I want to thank the Smoke Shop Barbecue Shop for the food drop by Andy Husbands. And that was for our auction winners, even though I think we scarfed it all. Did the auction winners get anything?
I don't know, but I know that there was one sandwich labeled burnt ends, and I grabbed that like it was a bag of money.
Yeah, I ate a pulled pork sandwich like you read about. Did our poor guys get anything to eat? Because
I think so.
I think we might have eaten their food.
It was so good.
Oh, I don't think there's a mite about it.
That was for them.
I know, we left some stuff for
them. I didn't.
I didn't either.
They were made aware of it.
You got to get it while the getting's good.
I think we ate their food.
There were donuts out there.
So the Matt Drescher from Rhode Island.
Dart ate all those.
He brought in some amazing donuts. We'll talk to Matt here in a second, but thanks to the Smoke Shop Barbecue for the food drop. 3 locations, smokeshopbarbecue.com. Also, the auction is still going on. The auction is still going on. All the great items. The 4-pack of tickets to see the Celtics, the golf outing with Maz and Hardy. Current bids at $1,500. Okay, so you and two of your buddies, so threesomes with Maz and Hardy.
So to speak.
Yep. At 9, they're going to switch. So you can play 3 with Maz, 3 with Hardy. Like I said, smoke Maz's weed on the front 9. Hardy's on the back.
And Murray's at the 19th
hole. And pray to God Murray doesn't show up. You won't be able to hold a club. It's going to include, for each of the guys at your party, a 2019 Odyssey putter of your choice. So then to come out with the Odyssey line, you're going to go online and pick one, and they're going to send you a free brand new putter.
That's a pretty good get.
Worth hundreds of dollars.
Yeah.
So that's included. How about that? Overnight stay at the Seaport Hotel plus a $200 rail stop restaurant gift card. Current bid, $800. Larry Bird signed basketball. Current bid, $1,000. That VIP package for the Revolution. Current bid, $800. Field passes. Meet the players. Get a team signed ball. Box seats, $800. The Troy Brown signed football is $425. The Bruins team signed stick is $950. Four pack of Bruins tickets, December 27th, including a $200 gift card to the aforementioned smoke shop. Current bid, $1,500. The framed signed color photo of Julian Edelman making that spectacular catch in the Super Bowl against the Falcons. Current bid, $500. Every dime goes to Christmas in the City. Every dime. That bidding closes tonight at midnight. So get in, raise a few more bucks for our friends at Christmas in the City. These auction winners here for the sit-ins really stepped up big, and we want to thank all these guys again. Matt Drescher from Rhode Island is coming up next. We know, does he want to sit in the a-hole chair? None of these guys want to sit in the a-hole chair.
Nope, nobody wants anything to do with it.
They all want to be the co-host. Okay. Oh, and I buried the lead.
What?
Last chance, Murray.
Oh, yeah. What do you got over there? Those dead tickets? One last pair?
You need a miracle?
Oh, looking for a miracle. You know, I was telling you how those lyrics to Ripple, they touch my soul. I've been thinking about, you know, how every silver lining has a touch of gray. You really think about that.
Yeah, think about that.
The year's coming to an end. New one begins. We're all in this together in our struggles and smiles. Every silver lining's got a touch of gray, kid.
Put your finger in the air. You need a miracle.
Yeah, Murray, if we go together, I know some girls that we can go with because every time I see them, I think they got nice balloons.
Okay, the dead tickets with our auction winner right after this.
This is Felger and Mass
on 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
At the end of your ride home, you'll be all caught up.
You get suspended again, you're going to miss playoff time, or you're going to miss time in the playoffs.
Or questioning your judgment.
Sorry I brought it up.
Felger and Mez, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't know this one, Felger, but I can get down to it. I'll twirl. Tell you what, if I can't win them, I'll trade you some burritos I made. I know the BADA system usually works at these stupid shows.
The veggie burritos go a long way,
yeah,
baby.
And patchouli oil.
Yeah, I don't care about burritos or the music. I want the balloons.
Joining us now in our Town Fair Tire Studios, dead tickets coming up in a second. Our latest, our last, our final Christmas in the City auction winner, Matt Drescher from North Kingston, Rhode Island.
How's everybody doing?
Are you the owner or the...
Yes, I run the place.
He is the proprietor, if you will,
exactly, yeah,
of Allie's, Allie's Donut Shop in North Kingston.
Yep, North Kingston, Rhode Island.
Okay, so if you're watching on NBC Sports Boston, he brought in some of his donuts. Let me tell you, freaking unbelievable.
Oh, yeah,
they're good. Yeah, they're good. They're good. That's a good donut.
Yeah, we wake up every night. We start cutting donuts at midnight, and, you know, we try to make the best donuts we can, you know, so that we can give back like this for a great foundation like Christmas in the City, so...
So wait a minute. You wake up at midnight and start cutting them, and then you're baking them overnight, or you cut them and then come back in the 4 o'clock in the morning?
We cut them and fry them right in the same process. There is, you know, we don't have any breaks or anything like that. So, you know, once it's cut in about probably 10 minutes in the box, it goes right into the fryer.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Super fresh. That's why they taste so good.
They're ridiculous.
Ridiculous. I mean,
they really are.
Thank you.
They really are. They're dynamite.
Yeah, is that your only shop?
We do what I can. There is only one of us. Yeah.
Okay.
It's 50 years strong this June. So Allie is he was my grandfather, you know, rest his soul, God bless him. But he was a baseball player. He loved sports. He loved giving back to the community when it came to baseball leagues, recreation leagues, stuff like that. Anything we can do to help out people in the community was great. So the fact that you do the same here through Christmas in the City is absolutely amazing. I wanted to do something last year with Christmas in the City, but it was a little bit too late. Glad that I could get in here. It's a great idea getting people on air. So thank you so much. Definitely. It's really great what they do.
Matt, thank you for your generous donation to Christmas in the City. So again, Allie's Donut Shop in North Kingston. You want to do some sports talk?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I've got a couple takes. Jimmy, clear the board. There we go. I've got some friends that are supposed to be calling in right now. I hope that they will. Where's the camera? It's right there. I hope they actually call through.
Did you give them an inside line or just this line?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
And we did just clear the board, so I just pissed off about like 6-7 people from Boston, right?
It's okay. So
we're good.
Okay. Go ahead.
So first take that I just want to say is that coaching does matter in the NBA. Right? And we all know you guys have this thing, Brad Stevens, anybody can coach, a monkey can coach, whatever. However, but if you think about the problems that the Celtics have had this season, coaching matters so much to be able to control all your egos or like teach the young kids what they need to do, set up certain roles.
So how has the coach done?
Not too well, but he's learning. As you know, I'm a green teamer. I've got my green socks on for the Celtics. So it's, I'm sure you'll love me.
Those are nauseating.
But they are pretty. They're fluffy. But it's him trying to make sure that everybody's role is defined. Like Marcus Morris is one of the best players on the team this year.
Exactly.
And we're going to need him in the playoffs against when things get tough. So giving him those minutes, maybe Hayward's still not 100% healthy, but to be able to get Terry Rozier to play his 12 minutes and do exactly what he needs to do, move the ball around, not make, you know, stupid plays, stuff like that, to be able to get the big guys and the backups to all like feed the ball to the guys that are hot, stuff like that's what a coach does.
So I just want to get this straight. You're saying that to manage the egos though, is a big part of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Huge. So you don't need a coach. What you need is a shrink.
Well, exactly. And yeah. I would imagine most coaches feel like they're shrinks.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They have really comfortable chairs.
The coaching part is overrated.
Okay, we told we told our guest host today that they could take calls, do whatever they wanted. So here we go. Justin in Connecticut for Matt Drescher of Rhode Island. Go ahead, Justin. What do you got?
I just want to call him in and tell everyone Matthew is quite a valued member of our fantasy football league.
Oh, well, first off, you shouldn't have called me Matthew. That's going to cost you some auction bucks to cross. I don't know about that.
And when I say special, I mean that in quotes.
Oh, here we go. I've made the playoffs really, once. I mean, it's 4 years running now, but I do what I can. I got Mahomes. So where's he on your quarterback hierarchy? Mahomes.
Oh, no, he's up there. Yeah.
Right?
Ahead of Brady.
Yeah, exactly. Way ahead of Brady. Brady's like 12th, right? 13th.
Which I very nicely gave Mahomes to him, so you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. I really, holiday season, I really appreciate the giving.
Yeah, what I really want to say is we wanted to thank Ali Donuts for their very generous offer for the community, and thank you, Matthew, for what you did.
Okay. Well, thank you. Definitely. You got anything for Christmas in the city? I'll put you on the hot seat right now.
I just dropped him. He owes us $100. This shows you how much Christmas in the City means to us that we allowed about 45 seconds there of fantasy talk.
Right.
Grab ass. We allowed that. We allowed fantasy. That was.
I apologize.
That is
a mediocre phone.
That, on a bad phone. That's going to keep me up tonight, Matt. But it's for the kids, right?
It is.
It's for the kids.
Exactly.
That shows you what Christmas in the City means to us. We're willing to put up with that for a minute and 15 seconds. What else we got? Give me your next take.
Well, we got anybody online? Yeah.
I don't think so. I don't think we have another one of your people.
Throw somebody up. Let me see if I can barter with somebody.
All right, let's see.
How about a caller? I like it.
Okay, you sound like a green teamer. Paul in the car has got a Celtics thought for us. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, guys. What's going on with Al Horford's knee? Is this like Kevin Garnett? They're being really coy about it, and he could be up for a very long time?
Okay, you worried about Horford?
I'm not necessarily worried about him because they need all the minutes for all of their players, right? I think they're actually giving people more time. You know, Gordon gets sick, he has a stomach bug. You know, it's one of those things where, okay, take a couple extra days. Or Horford, let's get Baines in. Let's get Tice in. How's his hair doing, by the way? I haven't seen.
Let me give you a hypothetical on Horford. Let's say what the caller says is right and that he actually has a bad knee.
He does.
Let's say he doesn't come back.
So we have a spot for Anthony Davis?
No, I'm just saying, can they win without him?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think so. Because then you've got rebounders that are only rebounders that don't have to be at the three-point line, and then you've got somebody clogging the lane. You've got, the Time Lord is doing good.
The Time Lord.
Clock blocks, baby.
Yeah, right.
The Time Lord. All right, we're taking calls with Matt, the donut guy from North Kingston, Rhode Island, Allie's Donuts. They might be some of the finest donuts I've ever put in my mouth.
There we go.
Doug in the car.
Love that. Thank you.
Go ahead, Doug.
Mike, this is the first time ever going into Pittsburgh I'm concerned, and it's because our secondary is such a train wreck, such a Chinese fire drill. They haven't stopped the crossing road all year. Antonio Brown will probably have 150 yards, and Roethlisberger will have 350 yards.
Okay, Matt, how do you feel about the Patriots this week? You scared?
Man, if I was a betting man, I would probably think that they're not going to win this game just because they haven't been playing well on the road. When's the last time they had a good secondary, though, too?
It's a good point by you.
Browner and
14,
and
yeah.
Revis.
2014, yeah. Oof.
And, I mean, they barely won that Super Bowl. But I just don't see. I think, you know, if we can get a home game in round one and then maybe make a couple plays, get some weather or something in the second round, then it'd be good. But on a way, I mean, they don't have their running back or their second running back or their third running back. But in the NFL these days, it's not really about running backs.
Juju
Smith-Schuster is an amazing wide receiver. So, I mean, I just think, make it a close game, but I won't be that disappointed if they lose.
Matthew, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, I do actually have one thing, too.
Go ahead.
I have a dozen donuts here.
Okay.
That if you guys can eat donuts as fast as possible, looks like we got 10 seconds of me on the air, but as many of those donuts as you eat, I will add another $100 for Christmas in the City.
Give me
if
one.
We can do this all on air.
Okay, so I'm not these guys are my designated donut guys.
Matt, yeah. These are good enough to be savored.
Seriously,
though.
We're not going to do that. We're not going to.
Don't worry about it.
You should enjoy these. You shouldn't shoot these.
To open invite to come down and see how they're made. You'll see.
I'm eating
you
one.
Pump out so many that it's not a problem.
Matthew,
I'll get one in two.
Matthew, thanks for coming down.
No, you're not
going
to have one?
I'm going to later.
That's right.
Well,
thank you for having me.
Okay.
Definitely. This is an amazing opportunity. You guys are doing really great for kids that are in need and everything. So definitely. And go to the events, too. They got events Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Boom.
Christmas in the City are great.
All right. Allie's Donuts in North Kingston. No commercials
Best
and updates.
World.
We come back with Gasper.
Michael Felger. Tony Maserati. Felger and Maz.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.